Hey, the Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up, and it's brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And they're not just hot tubs and saunas and pools, but man, if you want some really top-of-the-line pool tables, foosball tables, Vinny's with me. You have all that plus more in your stores.
We do, and it's kind of a fun product, but it is wellness. It's bringing the family together and friends together. We carry Olhausen, which is made here in the USA, Brunswick, a name that's been around for almost 200 years. Yeah. And with that, not only can you get a custom-made pool table for your home, for your basement, for your game room, but also matching shuffleboard tables, foosball tables, air hockey, bubble hockey, video games, anything that you could imagine for a game room or entertainment area in your home, we carry and we have in stock. And you can come in and, like I said, design your own game room.
Yeah, you have beautiful. I mean, it's literally furniture. The brands that you have, they're not cheap. They're not cheesy looking. They are beautiful works of art, and you can customize yours. Get into a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 store and check out the unbelievable selection of gaming that Vinny has. Where are you located, buddy?
West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. All right, now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast. Jay Thomas Show, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Boy, gorgeous weather for you Weefesters.
Yeah, it's a nice day to kick back by the camper, enjoying your $12 water.
Oh, I'm quite sure they're not drinking $12 water, if you know what I mean.
Well, I would check the price list somebody posted. No,
you got the wrong beverage. It's Weefest. Believe the weather's going to be good for Sturgis, too, down there in Black Hills.
Very cooperative, yeah.
Holy smokes, man. Welcome to the program. You want to be part of it? We'd love hearing from you. No matter how you listen, where you listen, it's one number and one number only. 701-293-9000, Thor Building Studio Line, Post Frame Construction for Ag and Commercial Industry. They're there start to finish, man. You want the best in the business, then you pick up the phone and you call the crew at Thor, thorbuildings.com. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. That is our Red Wing Boot and Shoe Studio inbox, 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. Teresa and the crew, they're there for you. Now 7 days a week, open Sundays from noon to 4. Boots, shoes, repairs, accessories, those fantastic custom theater orthotics. You'll love them.
The new MetaGuard to protect the top of your feet.
How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
They got it all. So I've been telling you that, you know, it's a little remodeling going on at the PetroServ next door. Yeah, that's gone. There's no remodeling. It's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tore down. It's gone. I don't know if they're supposed to be building a new one or what, but. Anyway, get down there and see Teresa and the crew. What do we got today? Okay, did you watch any of the award petition debate last
just
night?
The very beginning when they were both being seated.
Yeah.
That was about it. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I listened to some. Well, I went back and watched it on Fargo First on their social media page, Facebook page.
And thanks to them for streaming it so a lot of people could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't have a dog in this fight. We may have to come back to this day because now I'm really starting to think there's a reason behind this, and it's not the reasons that's being pushed. I think you got some people that want to get back on the commission, and they feel this is the easiest way or the best way they're going to get back on it. That's my opinion.
I may have referenced that very thing yesterday during the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be interested to hear that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Kratom, we got to come back to that too. I'm getting more and more people reaching out that are terrified. Yeah. This Kratom, the not the synthetic, the 7, what do they call it? 7-0, but
7-OH, I believe, is the brand of the synthetic.
But everybody's reaching out to me saying that, you know, hey, I use a botanical. I need this for pain management. So we got to go back and address this again today.
Well, and you and I were talking a little bit off air, too. I think this is, you know, the special session we know is going to happen.
Yeah, and by the way, there is going to be no data center. You know, everybody like, oh, this is just a rouge to get out there and try to put some stop to data centers or do it. No, 3 days, it's not happening. That is not that's not going to happen. They can't do that in 3 days.
But one of the things that they should discuss in
flock cameras. No, I'm kidding.
You are on a roll.
I'm trying.
I think this is an opportunity
To piss off one of my listeners, but goes by the name of Nate.
Okay.
Because we're all a bunch of ignorant idiots when it comes to the flock cameras.
Yes. Yeah, apparently exactly. So. But, for all the people that are talking about the major differences between the botanical kratom and the synthetic kratom, the medical experts you've supposedly quoted on your social media articles, all these kind of things.
I didn't quote anybody.
Well, you didn't. But some of the folks out there are putting, supposed medical professionals in their comment threads. This is an opportunity for anybody that wants to protect the botanical. Go to your legislator, give them your testimony, send emails. Offer to have your medical professional or doctor testify before the subcommittees. This is an opportunity to shape this legislation.
Yeah, I mean, if you just sit back on your butt and do nothing,
you're getting a total ban.
You're putting it in the hands of the lawmakers.
Right.
Let your voice be heard if this is this concerning to you. And I don't think there's going to be a total ban. I think what they're going to do is they're gonna follow the direction of the DEA, and we had Assistant Special Agent Charge Raffion earlier this week, and as of today, same thing here in North Dakota, the synthetic is now a Schedule 1 with the DEA, which means it's no, you can't have it, and in North Dakota there's a ban right now, a 30-day ban, I think, on all of it.
Yeah,
if I'm correct, and that's this legislative session. That's what they're gonna do. Or make a decision what they're going to do here. Anyway, we'll go back to that. Boy, you know how I feel about spiders. Not a big big fan.
Did you see one today? Or?
There's this absolutely disturbing story involving a mom at a campfire with her family in Kansas. This is bad.
Oh no. Okay.
Really bad. She is messed up. I mean, messed up. I'll just leave it at that for now. And what else?
More messed up.
Oh, about this dude downtown at the street fair with the gun?
It just keeps growing.
I mean, come on.
And then
this story is, you know what? No guns for you, you idiot. And all of the officers out there, the one that rolls up on him, Officer Dotis, who was shot by that terrorist back in July of, 23?
Oh.
I mean, can you imagine? Jeez, man. Holy smokes. Got that for you, too. And now I get some other stuff coming
up. What about the dirtbag that stole the trailer?
Yeah, we're going to get to that right after we talk to Ken here down in Barnesville. Then we're going to talk about that dirtbag or dirtbags. Ken, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I'm going to encourage everybody to vote because Minnesota is going to try more liberal stuff. I don't know if you remember, they couldn't pass keeping boys out of girls' sports last legislative session.
Unreal.
Have you heard of the My Gender Dolls at all?
Oh, no.
Yeah, now these My Gender Dolls, and look, it doesn't matter what they're made out of. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. And I mean, for 4 years old, are you kidding me? I believe they're paper dolls, and somebody sent me an email when we talked about it last week. I get an email from a listener saying, you're pumping misinformation. There are no gender dolls out there. Yeah, there are. They are doing this, but I believe they're paper dolls, but that doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. I am so sick and tired of this crap being pushed on children. It's got to stop.
Well, why do you think the T-shirt was worn at the game this weekend by the coach that said trans kids?
Nope.
Because if you normalize this stuff, then
that's
you can make it look like it happens in everyday life.
Can't wait till LeBron James throws on a wig and some lipstick and joins the WNBA. We'll see how long they stand for that.
The TWNBA?
Yeah. Exactly.
The kicker with this is it's not supposed to be in public schools, but if you don't watch out, they're going to put it in there.
Yeah, so exactly.
Kind of like gun control. Take away a dime and they'll or give you a dime and they'll take a dollar. But
that's right.
Yeah, people need to go out and get conservative people in there to get this stand up and say no. It's crap.
You got to get more people out to vote. That's the key. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to outvote that metro area down there. Ken, appreciate the appreciate it, Ken. We're starting to lose you there. Yeah, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the trailer that's not in the room.
Yeah.
So, trailer holding tens of thousands of dollars worth of Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota fundraiser merchandise stolen early Monday morning. They figure about 3:30 in the morning from the Moorhead American Legion. Honor Flight board member Susan Schroeder, or is it Schrader? I think it's Schroeder. Said the theft was discovered Tuesday night. Moorhead police, of course, contacted. They said be on the lookout out for the trailer. And they've got footage from the American Legion, although the footage of the truck is really bad. Now, somebody out there has posted a picture of this truck, and it's perfectly cleaned up. I don't know how they would have done that. If that picture's that truck cleaned up, then it's a beautiful shot of this thing. But I'm not posting that on my Facebook page until I know that that's the truck.
Yep.
The footage showed a pickup pulling away from the Legion with the trailer attached about 3:23 in the morning. And the trailer itself no longer has it doesn't have the Honor Flight stuff on the side of
it. Yeah, my understanding.
So don't be looking for that.
My understanding this morning was, and I didn't know that they were removable tags, and it was supposed to go in this week to be wrapped for Veterans Honor Flight.
But on the side, although probably not now, because whoever stole this probably yanked this stuff off, but there should still be stickers on there. It says across the top on the sides, donated by Visto's Trailer Sales and Hallmark.
Yeah.
So if anyone sees this or has information, contact Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, or contact the Moorhead Police Department.
Clay County Sheriff,
yeah. Now, Honor Flight, they're less concerned about the trailer itself than the merchandise stored inside. Schroeder estimates the products, including shirts, hats, bags, commemorative coins, and there's a lot of this stuff in there, valued at more than $50,000.
Yeah, some of which was supposed to go, I believe was purchased to go on the September flight for veterans.
It was. The company from where Honor Flight gets their merchandise, they've been notified. They started producing shirts to be used for this year's quickly approaching Honor Flight. Yes, scheduled September 20th. What they're hoping is that someone will unload the trailer, realize what's in it, unload the trailer somewhere, and the merchandise can be recovered. This is how we raise money, she went on to say, to take our veterans on these flights. It's 100% volunteer work, and donations are paid completely for the veterans because they don't pay a single dime. I mean, come on. You are an absolute scumbag. Now, even though Honor Flight isn't on the on the side of the trailer, you got it. It's parked at the American Legion. Yep. Give me a damn break.
Yeah, I mean, there's a special place in hell for the POS that did
or
this.
That did this.
More than likely, it was more than one. And I'm told from Scott Moen, who's the manager over there, that they have seen some of the footage. And it appeared that the person was casing at about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then came back at about 20 after 3 and began to start the process of hooking up to the trailer. And he's at his wit's end. He doesn't know what else they can do. He's purchased hitch locks, 16 cameras. No. I mean, and I was floored by this, that I learned this morning. This is the third trailer they've had stolen out of their parking lot inside 2 years.
Unreal, man. So, look, if you're the person that did this or you know who did this, just at least drop the merchandise off somewhere.
Yeah.
And send an anonymous whatever.
Exactly.
Email, make a fake Facebook, whatever, and just say, hey, this is where you can find your merchandise. They need this merchandise, man. This is what gets our veterans out to D.C. to see the memorials that were built in their honor.
Yes.
This is disgusting. People are just ruthless, man. Unreal. You know, better yet, just, drop the merchandise off here. Drop it off here. Yeah. If you know it did it, or you're the person that did it, at least man up, man. I mean, at least give them the merchandise back. They need that to get these veterans to Washington. Because I don't know, what's somebody going to open this thing up? And, you know, either they know who owned the trailer, or they didn't, but they're going to, at some point, they opened it up and there's all this honor flight. So what are you going to do, throw it in a landfill or dump it on this? Come on, at least bring it somewhere. Just give that back, man.
Yeah, I mean, unreal. They're much more forgiving and nice than I am. I mean, I don't want to see or hear, because there's nothing worse than a damn thief.
Yep.
But if you are out there and you know who did this, now this anonymous phone call, email, whatever, and just leave it in a public place. Make the call. They can come pick it up. No questions asked. You know what you did.
Just put together a fake email. Email me, or put together a fake social media account and private message me on Facebook. Say, hey, this is where you can find the Honor Flight merchandise. And then just kill the account. Just so they can get that stuff back. They need that, man. Mm. Unbelievable, guys. Mm-hmm. That is just disgusting.
It is.
And that's the third one, third trailer that's been stolen out of
it. Did the other two have merchandise in it as well?
No, the other one was a flatbed trailer that I presume they probably use for bands or other stuff. Probably. But he said it's the third one they've had stolen. And then we got calls, and this is even more sickening. Then we got calls after talking with Scott this morning that there were last year other groups of a similar nonprofit nature, one a military group also, had their stuff stolen last year too as a part of a string of trailer thefts.
Unreal. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. And you hear this all the time, people rolling up, stealing trailers, stealing like big equipment. But I mean, this is the Honor Flight. Again, if you can, at least give the merchandise back. I said, reach out to me. Tell me where the merchandise is at so they can at least get that back.
Yeah, because since this morning, all I've seen in my feed are people sharing the pictures.
Been shared thousands of times now.
Yeah, we will find you.
Let's hope
hopefully,
so.
Hopefully, yeah.
But let's at least get their merchandise back. All right, 222 hangout callers. We'll get to you. We got to do weather first. Dino, what's for? Hey, Sturgis gets underway here
this weekend.
I think it starts this weekend. Sammy Hagar's at the Full Throttle this weekend.
Well, then it starts this weekend. Black Hills, weather going
to
be good?
I haven't even looked, to be honest with you. Okay. I'll go when we go on break. I'll look, and then I'll shoot you an email.
Okay, you shoot me an email.
What it looks like. But we are looking at some pretty nice weather here today. After a nice cool start this morning, 40 degrees was a low in Hope. Almost up for 30s. Felt good. 82 today. We're at 82 right now, actually. So we'll probably make it up to about 83, 84. A couple more degrees with a southwest wind, about 10 to 20. Tonight, not as cool, down to about 60. And tomorrow, the hottest day of the next week to 10, with highs around 90 tomorrow. Cold front swings through tomorrow night, dropping us to 80 on Friday. And then we're in the mid-80s over the weekend. Nice. And it looks like a low to mid-80s most of next week. Chance of rain coming in Sunday night, and then another chance as we head into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So at least there's some chances of rain. Nothing widespread, unfortunately.
All right. I got to believe if we've got this kind of weather going on, then it's going to be the same thing out in the Black Hills.
It's been a little different out
there. Has it?
Yeah. They've been under a slight, they've been pretty dry lately and hot. I mean, hot.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about rain-wise and storms and stuff like that.
And I'll check for the next week, and I'll shoot you an email.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, brother.
You got it.
All right. Weather brought to you by Moving Team 6, crew at Moving Team 6. Hey, they want you to be part of their excellent team. Looking for part-time and full-time employees. Whether you're a college student or you're looking for a career change, a job change, this is the place you want to work. They pay their people fantastic. They treat them fantastic. Treat you like your family. Go to movingteam6.com. That's movingteamsix.com. Eric J. Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Boy, talk about Lowell.
Yep.
Yeah, that individual is pretty low, and I hope the veterans some of the Iraqi and Iranian Afghanistan veterans don't find these guys first.
Yeah. Well, if we could just get the merchandise back.
Yes. My brother just had an idea. If we've had three trailers taken from there, the Honor Flight's got to be able to operate out of somewhere. And American Legion Moorhead does so much for this community and offers up so much. Maybe if someone from Dakota Fence is listening, or some organization, business, can maybe donate. It wouldn't take that much of a spot to build a fence corral for fed trailers that still have to operate out of there.
Aren't they fenced in out there? I can't remember.
I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't either, but if it's not, it shouldn't take too much to throw something up with the great businesses that we have in this community that support Honor Flight and our veterans. So
My
brother's idea said, hey, call Jay and
I like that.
Get someone on
it. I like that. We'll do some digging on that.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been out there, so I don't know if they've got a fenced-in area or not. Evidently, I'm guessing they do.
I don't believe they
You got to put up a good fence, too, because otherwise you just put up a, not picket fence. What are these fences out here where you can just cut?
Chain link.
You just cut right through the wire, so it's got to be
a good fence. Not cheap, nor is private security. And that's the thing that galls me, too, is that is off a major road.
Yeah,
there is residential and businesses nearby. This place isn't in the middle of nowhere. Somebody other than the Moorhead American Legion may have a camera or saw something.
Well, that's what they're
saying.
If you live in that area, check your cameras. Check your cameras. You never know. You might see something on there and that could help help find out who this person is. Again, I would love to know how this photo that's circling around the media, how this one person was able to clean it up that good. I think what I'll do is I'll direct message this gal and say, because we've got mutual friends.
Okay.
And just see, what did you do to, because I don't want to put that pristine picture up if that's not the truck.
Well, and there were people that cleaned up an image using AI and then posted it and saying, hey, this is what Grok was able, or ChatGPT was it. But then it put a state license plate on it. I mean, you have no idea.
Here's the thing. Look at the gal that got stuck in jail here for how many months because of AI, and it was wrong. That's why I don't want to do that until I have 100% confirmation. Jay Thomas Show. Hey, we're not giving a we're not doing a qualifier
just
right now,
the
people.
Promo.
That's just the promo. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Unless you got a lawn and garden question.
Yes, it's time for Lawn Garden Radio with Don Kinsler, hence the band Bush.
Nice choice.
Well played, huh? Except of all the Bush songs out there, this is the one I absolutely cannot stand. This is as bad as November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Lawn Garden Radio brought to you by Valley Landscaping, Line-X Valley Truck Gear, Cars Tree Service, Premium Flooring, Pro Lawn, Cheyenne Gardens, and Comfort King. And also the world-famous Critter Crumbs. If you ever need Critter Crumbs, hit me up. Tim takes good care of us and the listeners. And you believe you can get Critter Crumbs at all the Max locations, Ace Hardware. Is that a Tractor Supply too?
It was at TSC also. Yeah,
I believe that our buddy Bob,
absolutely Bob,
out there at Lakeland General Store has them too, out there in the Lakes area.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they work, man. They work fantastic. All right, NDSU Cass County Extension horticulturist Don Kinsler's with us only up until just before 3 o'clock. Don can't remember if he turned off the water or not at home.
Oh.
And you're going to get on a scissor lift and paint.
Well, yes, the watering first. Okay, I wanted to bring you a sample of Trader Mulberry because they're fruiting now and really good.
A mulberry bush.
Yeah.
And boy, do these things stain your skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I brought you a spoon, but I forgot to warn you that they do stain your skin. But
they're
brought
delicious.
You a little spoon. They're delicious. Trader Mulberry, we can talk about that in a second. Well, anyway, I wanted to bring you some fresh mulberry. mulberries. So ran home, picked the mulberries. I noticed we had some pots that were dry and in need. So I watered them while I was picking the mulberries. And I don't remember if I shut the hose off or not. Anybody else ever do that? I do it so automatically.
I
don't think I shut it off.
I do that too.
So at three, I better probably run home. I hope I've got it running somewhere where it's doing some good.
It's interesting because we just got a report of a splash pad in your neighborhood.
Last weekend or the weekend before, I can't remember, I had to add water to the pool because of the heat and it was starting to evaporate. I jumped up in the middle of the night, just freaking out, like, oh my God, did I forget to turn the hose off in the pool? And it's like, oh, okay, I did. You can't remember.
You get busy doing other stuff. I'll often go check it, because I think, man, did I or didn't I? I'll go check it, and I did shut it off. But now I'm pretty sure that I didn't because I was in kind of a hurry to get here. And yes, I'm taking a few days off, but I'll be here for radio and stuff. Taking a little bit of time off. Need to paint the higher parts of our house. Renting a lift, a nice boom type truck.
Oh boy!
So that'll get me up to the high points to some painting.
Didn't learn with the ladder and
chainsaw.
Well,
this has nothing to do with a chainsaw and a ladder and a tree. So no,
just a big gallon of paint, a paintbrush,
and a 45-foot lift.
Oh my God! All right,
but it's one of those nice heavy ones. Yeah. I'll be in a nice. It's bigger than a basket.
How's your wife feel about this?
Well, she's going to take some time off, so she'll be on the premises.
Okay, all right. As long as there's somebody there spotting you.
Yes.
Make sure you got all the safety harnesses and everything on.
You got it.
All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. And I don't know. I don't know if lawns, gardens, shrubs, trees, plants, flowers, you name it, Don can answer the question. And I've got to believe... probably not a whole lot of stuff coming in today just because it's just we cannot cut a break with this rain. My lawn is I'm scared. Backyard, I'm really scared because of the dogs.
Yeah, Monday night I was so hopeful of that rain.
Yeah.
But like in Fargo itself here, we didn't even get enough to wet the pavement.
0.05.
So we're much of Cass County is in the severe drought category, of course. I noticed that the quack grass in our lawn that has showed up when the other grass went dormant, even the quack grass is starting to show some stress.
Yeah.
And so that's dry.
This is very worrisome, man. Front yard is dry, but again, there's nobody walking on it. There's no dogs on the backyard. You got four dogs running around. It's ripping things up.
Because that dry, crunchy grass can easily kind of, with a little bit of traffic, can easily kind of break that crown because it's so brittle. The other thing I'm noticing, too, I'm getting a lot of tree and shrub questions.
I'm losing a lot of leaves.
Because anything that's a little bit stressed by something else, this heat and drought pushes it over the edge. For example, apple trees. In our area, generally, the productive life on an apple tree is somewhere between 18 to 25 years. Much longer. Okay, but apple trees that had some trunk injury, sun scald injury, cracks in the trunk, whatever, this stressful summer is pushing many of them over the edge.
And Andy, you'll be first. My apple tree, I'm about ready now to call Cars and tell them just cut it down because the problem we're having is now we have two dogs that are going out there and eating the green apples off the ground, and sometimes they're partially rotted. And it's a nightmare for us in the house,
I bet.
What I mean. They've got the... What's that? Ronnie, what's that lettuce thing that's going around?
Oh, cyclosoriasis.
It's almost like the dogs have that. It's I can't. And I go out
there. Montezuma's revenge.
I go out there every night. I pick up all the apples, and within an hour, the ground's covered again. We're dropping all our apples. It's crazy what's going on.
And that is kind of a self-preservation mechanism for some of these trees that are very dry. They'll shed leaves and or fruit. Ronnie, I enjoyed your pronunciation of that.
Oh, the cyclosoriasis? Whatever.
Fantastic.
I don't believe. I don't know if that's what it is. What is it? Sporiasis? Is it whatever.
But just put it this way. The dogs have explosive diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
So once again, all the rugs had to be pulled out. Andy, you're up with Don Kinsler.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey,
Don, just thank you for being on the radio and giving knowledge out. It's awesome having us as a researcher. My question is, because it's been so dry, and let's assume for this question that I have not been watering at all or much at all.
Me either.
What would you recommend to do for trees, perennials, and grass? In other words, does a person water them now at this point, or do we let nature take care of it? Again, I'm kind of looking for answers around grass, perennials, and trees.
Yep, got it. First of all, thank you for your comments. As I always say, we're all in this together. You know, we all struggle just trying to get things to grow a little bit better. So let's talk about, okay, first of all, perennial flowers. Yes, water. Try to soak. They don't need daily watering. A good soak every week and a half is fine. You know, a good soak, getting it so that the ground around, slow water, it's hard to tell like how much, but for example, a peony, 5 to 10 gallons, couple of 5 gallon buckets, slowly poured over the area, or poke a few holes in the bottom, let it slowly trickle out. Because those perennials are already thinking about next year. So if they get stressed, they're not going to have the energy to bloom as strongly next year. So next year, if we have poor blossoms on perennials, it could be related back to this year and not enough energy in the plant. So perennials, water, yes. Any trees that are maybe less than approximately 7 to 10 years old, don't have the established root system that a big old shade tree, they're going to fend for themselves. But anything maybe less than 7 to 10 years, then a soaker hose put around, and not just at the tree trunk, but under the leafy canopy. If you tipped a tree on its side, the roots go out at 2 to 3 to 4 times that distance. Mm-hmm. So the feeder roots that are thirsty aren't up by the trunk. They're out under the tree's canopy and out beyond the drip line. So snake a soaker type hose under that area, soak it down really good until when you step on it, you hear a little bit of squishy, not standing water, but you at least know that you've applied. Okay, lawns, we don't want to bring them in and out of dormancy.
Yeah.
But every 4 to 6 weeks, they need a quarter inch just so it doesn't turn into a dust bowl and they just don't come back. So a quarter inch, it's not going to turn it green, but it'll at least hydrate the crowns of the grass, you know, the spot between the blades and the roots. It'll hydrate the crown enough so that they won't wither and just disappear. In the late 80s, many lawns reached that tipping point and didn't come back, our own included. And so my own lawn, I'm looking at it. I don't know when the last quarter inch rain was. I'm thinking I need to get a quarter inch on some of it because I don't want to lose it. Uh-huh. Does that help go through the perennials, trees, lawns?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Let's see some emails here. My lawn landscaping is pulling away from my house / driveway. Can I get some black dirt and fill in the cracks?
No.
I can answer that. Do not do that, especially around your house, because you will cause major problems with your foundation.
Yep.
Exactly, because our clay soil shrinks and swells so greatly. Mm-hmm. And when the moisture returns, it'll swell back. And if you put dirt in, the pressure of that has been known to crack foundations, yep. Sidewalks, etc. The best thing to do for that is to, you know, don't pour the water down the crack by the foundation, but start a ways away and soak it down, allowing that clay soil to expand again to fill that crack.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely do not do that.
That's a good
foundation question,
but our clay soil is so, yeah. It contracts and expands so greatly, and it has quite a bit of pressure when it does that.
Jay, my mom would always say, someone's got the green apple trot. Talking about my dogs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got the trots. Let's see. Todd, you're up with Don Kinsler.
Hey, Don. Thanks for doing this again.
Thank you.
I recently had somebody tell me they used to live in the Southwest up in the Vegas area and actually had some lawn out there. And they recently told me that during the hot weather, what he would do is he would give his lawn a little drink at night just to cool the grass down, and then in the early morning give it a good drink. Have you heard of that? What do you think of that?
So it depends on whether you want to keep your lawn green and actively growing. That would be, the recommended to keep a lawn green growing is 1 inch of water per week. Mm-hmm. And at most divide it into two waterings instead of, more frequent light. We want to get it deeper into the root system. And so that would be if you want to keep your green grass green growing, if you got a sprinkler system, et cetera. The other option, of course, is to let the lawn go dormant, which it can do, and then come back out of it. But there is that point of no return. So anyway, you're mentioning the watering to kind of cool it down a little.
I'd never heard of that. And he said, cool it down a little after you've had severe heat during the day, and then give it a good shot in the morning.
Yeah, the good shot in the morning on a lawn that's green and growing is a good idea. And some golf courses...
I just didn't know about the cooling it down.
Yeah, some golf courses, I believe, do in extreme heat. Some golf courses, I believe, do turn it on to do that cooling. So there's something to it. On a dormant lawn... I wouldn't do that.
All right, Todd, appreciate the phone call. I got to try to get all this stuff in here because we're about out of time already. Let's see. Email Don, what would you recommend for a smaller front yard tree that thrives in the heavy soil and looks nice without getting too large? What do we have in our front yard? We get the beautiful like pink flowers in the spring, and then we get the little red cherry looking things. It's some kind of apple tree.
Could be one of the newer varieties of flowering crab apples. The newer varieties don't drop
the apples
messy.
Are only the size of like
pea size or so. Yep. The newer varieties, nobody wants a big messy crab apple dropping a bunch of messy stuff. So the new varieties of flowering crab apples.
I planted it about 15 years ago.
Yeah. Pink or white blossoms. Yep. Very, very nice. That's a good alternative. Japanese tree lilac. You wouldn't even know that they're a lilac. You know, you think lilac and then you think shrub, but Japanese tree lilac bloom in June. They make a very nice, they're being used on a lot of boulevards around town. Okay. They're beautiful. Some of the lindens, the pyramidal type lindens, some of them have a nice tailored shape. So between those three, I think you'd have some good choice.
All right, another email. Don, I have a rose bush looking near death. Didn't realize the sprinkler system isn't getting it watered. Do I dare fertilize this late, or do you have some other advice? It usually is so big and beautiful.
Yeah, the fertilizer, no. Sometimes we think when a plant is ailing, well, maybe fertilizer will kind of give it something extra like a transfusion. But fertilizer isn't medicine for sick plants. Instead, it's nutrition for plants that are already healthy to get them to grow better. So a plant that is stressed usually should not be fertilized because that can burn the roots, etc. So the first thing is to get it back to health. Maybe trim it back a little if you've got some wood that looks dead on it. Water it well. Bring it back to health. And the last half of summer really is not the time to fertilize roses. So fertilize next spring.
All right. Another email. My grass is mowed on the highest notch, and I have it nice and green. In the mornings, there are these spider webs all over the yard that are holding water, and at the end of a hot day, those webs are still holding water. What kind of spiders are these? Will they hurt the grass?
Yeah, and I
get those on my grass, too, it's green.
I don't have the date for the entomologists yet, but we'll coordinate them. They're always fascinating, the NDSU entomologists. I recall from their past discussion on this that those spider webs are harmless.
Yeah,
I remember saying that. They'll kind of come and go as their cycle comes and goes. But there's really no control needed and nothing. They're kind of a novelty to see, but no control needed.
Yeah, usually what I do with those, I'll just go in the garage, grab a broom, and I'll just grab the broom and kind of broom over them and get them out of there.
Or a leaf type rake.
And they come back. But all right, Don, how do people get a hold of you when you're not doing Lawn and Garden Radio?
Email donald.kinzler, KINZLER, @ndsu.edu. If you did want to go longer, I could run home, check that water, and call in.
We're good. We're good, buddy.
Now I'm going to race home and, right. well, not race. I'll drive home and then see if I shut off that water.
All right. Go check your water. Lawn Garden Radio brought to you by Valley Landscaping, Linux Valley Truck Gear, Cars, Tree Service, Premium Flooring, Pro Lawn, Cheyenne Gardens, Comfort King, and Critter Crumbs. Are we now or later, or what are we doing?
Yes, that's right. I almost
you
thank
forgot.
You for, yes, reminding me of that. It is the time. Caller 9, 701-293-9000. We'll take the caller off air. Caller number 9, 701-293-9000. Jay Thomas Show continues in moments.
Play this for the person or persons that stole the Honor Flight trailer full of $50-plus thousand worth of merchandise that they sell to get these veterans on these flights. This is rats. Boy, this Kratom talk has really got people stirred up, man.
It certainly does.
All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdoyradionow.com. Big night for the Democratic Socialists I see last night.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, and I noticed there is no caveats. There's no asterisk, but there kind of is. Because there were several candidates apparently on that side of the aisle, the Democratic side, including a woman who ran and then dropped out, but whose name remained on the ballot.
60-plus thousand votes she got. Because the two of those, that's the in Michigan.
In Michigan, yes.
And now, that El Said.
Yeah.
El Said. He barely beat the incumbent in there. And that's what I'm looking at. I go, well, you know, if this woman that dropped out, if her name wasn't on the ballot.
A half a percentage point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it is worrisome,
yes,
to say the least, and I believe Michigan is one of the states that has an extremely large U.S. Muslim population.
Yep. Yes, they do.
So they voted for a Muslim candidate, but there is obviously something else to the DSA.
All people hear is free this.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Click, that's what
free
I want.
Free Medicare for all?
Not realizing that, you know what, that has never worked.
No, not only that, but you never answer the fundamental question. Yeah, you can promise all the free crap you want, but who's going to pay for it?
That's right. Well, the rich will pay
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah, the rich will pay for it.
Until they move out, like Seattle is finding out.
Yeah. 701-293-9000, email studio at wdoyradionow.com. Some emails, let's get through these regarding the Honor Flight trailer that was stolen. This one says, Jay, if this is the third trailer stolen, why not hide an air tag on it? They could locate that trailer. That's a good idea, put an air tag on there.
Kind of is, yeah.
A lot of them. Here's another one. Jay, next time tell them to put a tracker on the trailer. Even Apple makes an Apple tag, so if someone steals it, you could track it online. Also, what does this trailer look like? How long covered? It's your I don't know what the length is on it. If you go online, Paul, the trailer's all over online.
Veterans Honor Flight Facebook page, I believe, has the picture and dimensions.
It's an enclosed white trailer.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And it says donated by Vistos and Hallmark across the top of the sides, but those letters have probably been removed by now. Let's see. Jay, how disgusting of a human being do you have to be to steal from the veterans? Exactly. You get a special seat, front seat on the train to hell's what you get. All right, for you folks that are going to Sturgis, if you haven't left yet, here's the forecast from Dean Wysocki. It is going to be hot this weekend. It'll be in the 90s. And then there's a 30 to 40% chance of storms on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday of next week with your temps in the 80s. This is out in Sturgis.
Well, and I didn't get to ask it. So last week, they actually closed the Devil's Tower monument because of a wildfire.
Yeah, oh, really?
So I was wondering if any smoke would be in those areas.
Just a smoke forecast on the Weather Channel in here, and it looks like a little bit of smoke out there, but not a whole lot.
And this breaking news just in: Don Kinsler is home. He did remember to turn off his hose, so he said he's okay.
Lord, man. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about this Kratom. I believe it's next week. I've got a doctor who I guess is an expert in this stuff coming on to talk about how addictive this stuff is. Is it more, which is botanical, is dangerous, is synthetic? And
right.
Dr. Harrison, I don't know what day next week.
Okay.
So this just caught everybody by surprise back on, what was it, Monday, mm-hmm. when Governor Armstrong held a press conference and said, hey, I'm holding a special session. No, this is not for AI data centers. It's not for this. Not, this is Kratom. We want this stuff banned. So our lawmakers head back to Bismarck. I'm just getting everybody back on, up to speed on this. So the lawmakers head back, I believe, September 2nd to Bismarck in a special session. It'll be a three-day session to ban this plant that officials say is deadly when abused. Governor Kelly Armstrong called a special session to address Kratom, leafy plant that causes sedative effects when taken in high doses. That's according to the DEA. And we had a DEA agent on actually on Monday as well. And we had the governor on too. He said, North Dakotans are overdosing and dying from a product you can buy off the shelf in convenience stores without any regulations or age requirements. Armstrong signed an executive order that banned Kratom for 30 days. That starts at 5 p.m. today. And that's all forms of it. Armstrong noted the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration recently listed Kratom in 7-0 as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. Now, when we have the DEA agent on, the only thing that their band is affecting is the synthetic, not
right.
the botanical.
They believe that is the more deadly of the two.
So yeah. Governor Armstrong said, look, this stuff is completely unregulated in North Dakota. Right now it's the Wild West when it comes to Kratom and 7-0 sales in North Dakota. Attorney General Drew Wrigley called Kratom a public health crisis and said the plan is harming, addicting, and killing North Dakotans. 10 states, by the way, have now banned Kratom. I know our state tried to ban it back in 2025 during the legislative session, but it failed in the House 15-77. Armstrong attributed that to legislators not knowing the effects of the drug. And Governor Armstrong was just on Rob Horde's podcast, Plain Talk. And we do know, now we know of at least 23 deaths in North Dakota that were listed as the primary cause.
Yeah, directly attributed.
That's what he told Rob. He said the same thing on my show on Monday. He also went on to say, we basically only started testing for this stuff since September of last year. And everybody I talk to in this space that knows what it is from the health perspective says that this stuff is really, really addictive and it's really bad news. And it's completely unregulated right now in North Dakota. If we have to overreact to something this addictive, I'm comfortable overreacting, he went on to say on the podcast. So, and we've had multiple people now have reached out to this show saying that they have no problem with the synthetic form of Kratom being banned.
Right.
Their concern is the botanic, because they say, and everyone that reached out said, I use it for pain management. This is the only thing that will work for my pain management. And the governor was skeptical of that, too.
Yes.
Do you, 701-293-9000, do you think that this product should be completely across the board, be banned in the state of North Dakota? Or should it be a partial ban? In other words, okay, we're going to ban the synthetic, but the botanical form of it, we won't ban that, but we'll put restrictions on it. Or do you just do age restrictions? 701-293-9000. I just don't know how many North Dakotans are using this stuff.
Right.
And I have no insight into, yeah, I mean, you've got 23 deaths that are directly tied to this. I don't know, do you call that a health crisis? I mean, how many people in North Dakota die each year from alcohol or die in car accidents? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if this is a health crisis. Could it be down the road? I don't know how long this stuff's been around.
Well, and there are all kinds of opinions on something like this, and very strong on many ends. There are people that are making that direct correlation. Like, if you think this is bad, I mean, look at what alcohol has done to people over the years.
Well, look at opioids, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, oxy and stuff. Opiates, that's what's supposed to be a good thing to help people with pain, and it just got out of control. Are we looking at the same thing here?
Well,
I don't have anybody I know that uses this, or, you know, anybody personally. I know of listeners that say they use it for pain management.
Yeah, and you and I both saw Dope Sick.
Yep.
And we understand, and I'm wondering if some of that fear contributed to this. Like, we don't want what happened there.
Oh, I gotta believe.
Like, let's get out in front of this now. And I'm not speaking from any, knowledge of any of this stuff, because I hadn't heard about it until about 2 months ago.
Well, you also have people that are saying, well, I mean, we'll get to the calls in a second, people that are saying that, well, this makes no sense, North Dakota lawmakers. You're okay with marijuana on a medical level, because you can, you know, have medical marijuana here.
Right.
So why, if we're using this for pain, because let's be honest, I mean, medical marijuana, isn't that used for pain? Look, I'm not defending drugs, but I'm just, you know, looking at all the different facets of this.
It's supposed to be, but I would imagine that's 80-20, as in 80% of people believe that it, and now some medical professionals will tell you otherwise, but 80% of people believe marijuana has zero addictive nature of any manner, and 20% do believe that marijuana is somewhat
anything
addictive,
can be addictive.
Yeah. You
can
be this obviously really addictive is what we're being told.
All right, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. I would love to hear, again, if you actually use this stuff and you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. Why do you use it? Why is this the only thing that seems to work? Maybe you are somebody that has a friend or a family member that got addicted to this stuff and it just spiraled out of control. Again, September 2nd's a special session, and we don't know what the lawmakers are going to do, if they're going to go complete ban or if they're going to say, okay, we'll regulate it. We're not going to get rid of it completely.
Yeah,
but we'll put regulations. Let's put age regulations on it. Let's treat it like you would for, you know, where you purchase your, you know, how you purchase marijuana. I don't know how you set that up.
Yeah, and as we said at the top of the show, this is an opportunity to assist in shaping policy, all of these kinds of things. And to some respect, you want to be involved in giving testimony where the criminal side, because the governor said they are going to address some punishments, things like that, in this session also. So you don't want to end up with a, let's just say as an example, an 18-year-old-ish who purchased this stuff at a smoke shop, and overnight they can become a felon.
Yeah, well, and an 18-year-old can at a smoke shop, you got to be 21.
Right.
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
701-293-9000. Email says, Jay, yes, the 7-0 is highly addictive and dangerous, not the botanical. Who does the governor think he is saying he's skeptical of its pain relief? He is not the one that lives day to day with chronic life-altering pain. Another email, Jay, seeing signs going up in the smoke shops in town with banners to get your kratom now before it is banned. Well, it'll be banned for 1 month in North Dakota starting at 5 o'clock tonight. And then the other question I had asked the governor, you know, when you do stuff like this, whether it was, you know, alcohol during prohibition, if you do a ban on this, that's just going to send people to the black market.
And
then you really,
bigger
then
market.
You really don't know what you're getting.
Right.
It could be laced with something else.
Fentanyl or so. Yeah, exactly.
Another email, Jay, not sure if you can overdose from this product, but you cannot overdose on marijuana unless it was laced with something else. Correct. I don't know about kratom. I don't know if you can overdose on this stuff.
No, and there are, but,
well, wait a minute. I maybe you can, because if you had 23 deaths attributed directly to this, well, how are you going to die?
We were told there were 55 deaths, and 23 of those were directly
connected,
attributed to Cradle.
But was that overdoses on this? And I, if I'm not mistaken, well, it must be because didn't our DEA agent say that?
Yes.
Like you can't use like Narcan does not work on this stuff.
Exactly. And that's another worrisome trend as well, because they had developed a lot of that stuff to help with fentanyl and trying to bring somebody back who was having issues. And if that stuff is ineffective, it makes it even more deadly.
And I'll say it again. If you're somebody that's just, you know, really worried that, hey, look, I need this for my pain management, you need to get involved in a special session. And you don't even need to go there, I believe.
No.
I believe you can. Can't you do testimony over phone or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, contact your legislator there.
Contact your lawmakers.
nd.gov. They're every legislator, your particular legislator for your district, they're all available. Mm-hmm. They all have a phone number. They all have email. You need to reach out because you can help in drafting this legislation and giving your testimony in making sure it goes the proper way.
Yeah. And again, this is another one. I'm no dogfighting this. I mean, I don't use this stuff. I never would, but still the questions have gotta be asked, and you gotta look at all the factors here. Another email, Jay, marijuana is highly addictive. It is the most difficult substance for participants in treatment courts to give up. People who continue marijuana use get worse. People who quit get better. THC in marijuana does nothing to relieve pain. The CBD in marijuana does relieve pain. My information is from a PhD for 2 weeks ago. All right.
And there is another, you know, it's a pitched battle. You decide which side you're going to be on. Every side has their supposed medical expert. You know, I want at the legislative level in this state is the actual medical experts and people from the drug enforcement agencies so we can get this thing right. Because
I'm being told, by the way, from people are messaging me, telling me, yeah, you can overdose on this stuff.
Yeah. And like it or not, the state legislature, even though they were asked or forced by the people by vote to enact medical marijuana, still managed to screw it up.
Well, here's another listener. I'm getting tons of emails, man. Phones are quiet, but the emails are crazy. Jay, no one has ever died from kratom. They are dying because they have other drugs in their system. The feedback you guys are getting from everyone is so wrong. I wish I had time to call in, but I do not. It's an herb. The FDA cannot control it, so they don't want everybody else to they don't want anybody else to sell it. That's all this is. Nobody, even the politicians, can line their pockets on this one because it's not an FDA approved drug.
Well, you know, there may be something to that aspect of it, but I mean, that's wrong too, because we're being told that it is completely unregulated, meaning anybody who is any age, and not all of it is in the smoke shop. Some of it is in a gas station where people of any age can go in and get it.
Yeah, and some kids should not be able to buy this stuff. If this stuff has these kind of effects on you, then there's no way kids should have access to this.
No, because no 13-year-old kid is going to be dealing with chronic pain and need Kratom. I mean, it's just, this stuff doesn't make any sense. But again, emotions are high with this.
Just like everything nowadays. Emotions are high.
I mean,
it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
21 years of age and older. Start there. Get rid of the synthetic. See what happens. Take it from there.
I think that's a good thing. And then see
what happens if just the botanical is available.
The comment that...
I don't even know where... You evidently can't buy botanical in like a convenience store. You must have to go to a smoke shop for the botanical stuff.
It must be so, yeah. I just don't know because I don't know a lot about it. But I would be in support, because we've had a lot of people very passionate about the botanical form, that you ban the synthetic and then you put some age restrictions specifically on the botanical while you continue to study it over a 1-year period or whatever, get all of the things you need and then come back and revisit, or even 2 years, revisit it the next legislative session and decide what you're going to do.
I'm being told that it's right on the bottles, 21 and over for the botanical form of it. The 07 is what people are overdosing on. Well, I thought they couldn't overdose on this, but now you're just telling me that they are overdosing.
Again, and if that's the case, and we saw pictures.
That's why I got to get this doc. Yeah. This doctor will be on next week.
Yeah, and we saw pictures.
I want you to talk to a doctor on this.
In every news report, including smoke shops here in Fargo that put stuff on the counter showing they carry Kratom product. Mm-hmm. And then we saw gas stations of Kratom product that you could go in and buy like a five-hour energy drink.
Yeah, well. Again, I'll have an expert on this, a doctor that actually deals with this stuff on next week, and get the inside info on this.
And I don't think you want to either, and I certainly don't want to. I understand if people are dealing with chronic pain, mm-hmm. and you're using the botanical form properly and you're getting relief. I completely get that. But again, we do not want to turn this into what happened with OxyContin and everything else. What are we supposed to do? Absolutely nothing. And then,
but that's why I'm wondering how is this? I don't know if you put it at a level. Hey, it's a health crisis right now.
Right.
I think that's a little bit of fear mongering right there. All right, 327 Jay Thomas Show, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradio.com. This crazy spider story, got that coming up. And the ward system in Fargo. I don't know about this either. Sounds like Ronnie and Stacy, you're going to be first here on the phones. I know you've been waiting a while. Sounds like Ronnie's neighborhood is ground zero for door-to-door salespeople. They're banging on his door again. Your wife said they were just there at your house?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Actually.
Lord, man.
She mentioned somebody with dark hair, looked like in their 30s.
I have to talk about this, too. Yeah. I take it you must have to get a permit from the city of Fargo to do this. You do in West Fargo.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I presume
maybe city leaders should look at this because, you know, we'll get into it later on. All right, Stacy, thanks for hanging on. You're up on a Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
This Kratom thing is a really interesting topic. I kind of stumbled across Kratom back in 2016.
Oh, wow.
Reason being was, yeah, I had struggled with addiction with heroin and methamphetamine for years. And the issue it being such a horrible drug to come off of is because of the withdrawals. And yeah. Kratom was something that I found on the internet that was an herb and that was supposed to just be a very natural way to get through those aches and pains. And it worked. Okay. It really did. But I won't say that's what cured my addiction. Only Jesus Christ saved me.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting that this is becoming such a problem with this herb when they have no problem keeping people on methadone and Suboxone, these other horrible drugs that keep people under the vice of addiction to opiates because it feels and acts exactly like an opiate, where this herb, it helps you sleep. It helps you just get through mm-hmm. the aches and pains of the withdrawals. And there's no real like desire to keep using it. Now, I'm sure just like anything, you can abuse anything.
Sure.
People abuse alcohol, they abuse NyQuil, abuse whatever. I mean, anything that you want to abuse, you can. But it's just interesting that they're here throwing out these statistics to you that saying like, oh, so many people have died from this, where I believe the previous emailer, where they probably had other things in their system. If you're using Kratom, there is a reason you're using Kratom. And it's probably because of a mess of other things that you have in your system.
Yeah, I was looking up during the break, and it says, yeah, it seems the problem for Kratom, Stacy, comes from when you start mixing it with alcohol or prescription medications and other drugs, that's what increases your overdose because it slows down your breathing, impairs your judgment, and then there's other medical emergencies.
It's definitely a sedative for sure.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, how is the common man able to really go and verify this stuff? We have to just take whoever the scientist's word on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people do. They're like, oh, well, someone said this is it.
Well,
so it's bad. And now it needs to be government.
Well, you know what? There's a good argument then to be brought up. It's like what you just said. You know, we're supposed to take the word. Yeah, like follow the science. Millions and millions, yeah. You know, had to take the word of Dr. Fugazi. Well, we know
exactly
what that turned out to be. An absolute disaster.
Exactly. So, there's just so much. It's all gay and fake.
Let me ask you this, Stacy. So they're going to go into special session here in North Dakota, And the governor wants a complete ban on this. And most, I can't believe how many emails I'm getting on this creedum. And everybody's saying the same thing. It's, yes, go ahead and ban the 7-0.
The synthetic,
but not the botanical. It seems like it's the synthetic stuff that's causing the problems, right. Not the botanical. Yep. Now, did you use botanical?
I used the herb. It was just an herb. You
that's
made
the
it
botanical.
Like
yep, that's the botanical yeah. then. Okay, so how long, Stacey, did you use it for?
I only used it for, I'd say, probably about 2 weeks just to get through the initial withdrawals. Because it's like the flu. Like, you have the flu times 100. The body aches, the sweats, the nausea, everything when you're coming off of heroin or opiates.
Okay.
And so that just helps sedate you and just help you get through it. You know, I mean, I didn't find it all that, like, I didn't have a desire to keep using it.
Okay.
So it wasn't something that I'm like, ooh, now I have a new high. No, it literally just kind of, like, eased the withdrawals of what I was already going through.
So let me ask you this. When you're on it, can you drive or does that impair you if you're behind the wheel?
I mean, I would probably recommend not
sure.
operating heavy machinery. You know, I mean, it's just like using common sense. But I mean, if you're using drugs, you probably yeah. are not using a whole lot of common sense.
Exactly.
So, you know, I would say alcohol is worse. I would say weed is worse.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, I used to smoke a ton of weed too.
Wow.
I mean, I did everything.
Man.
You know, and it was like, that was hard. That's true. That was so hard to give up because it's just so acceptable.
Yeah.
What, you know, it's just an acceptable thing.
What do you think would be the best? Because they're going to do something. I can't believe they're going to come out of this special session and not do anything here in North Dakota. So what do you think would be a good, not a remedy, but a good outcome from this special session? Is this something that, hey, look, you know what? Do put some restrictions on it. Put age restrictions on it. Or, you know, yes, ban the synthetic, but do not ban the botanical and age restrict that.
My opinion on it is honestly, they're wasting time on this.
Okay.
Why not actually ban like the Suboxone and the methadone that's actually keeping people on the streets, keeping people needing needles, keeping people, you're a slave to the methadone and Suboxone.
So,
and yet no one's making a big stink about that. And you can overdose on those things, too. And they're the synthetic models of heroin.
So tell me, so
why are we worried about this herb? They just want to make money on it. That's the whole thing.
That's
just make money on
what one emailer said, too. And I'm getting other emails saying the same thing. So let me ask, because I know nothing about this. And I'm going to say you're an expert because you've been through this. So what is method? Because we know methadone is it's supposed to help cure you or help you come get off heroin and other things. What is methadone? Yeah. What is it?
So it's a program, and yes, it is it's a synthetic form. I don't want to call it heroin because it's not an opioid, but it acts like an opioid. But it blocks the receptors that an opioid would normally be in when you would take the opioid, like a heroin or Oxycontin or whatever. The pleasure cell, you know, like a key and a lock, and they sit together.
Yeah.
This is a synthetic version that blocks that. So if you use heroin or opioids, you can't get high on it. And so to help counteract those withdrawals that I was talking about, this methadone totally gives them that high feeling. It gives them that very similar effects that the heroin or the opioids would do, but now it's legal.
Now you're addicted to that. Yeah, now you're addicted to that because you're getting that utopia high or euphoria high.
Exactly, and absolutely. And so it just changes one drug to another. Same with the Suboxone, and it's controlled. And so, like, they start you out at whatever dose, and all you have to do is just say, it's not working, I'm sick, and they up your dose. Like, there's nothing to it.
Wow.
It keeps people in the system. It keeps people slaves to their addiction.
And
if they were going to do something to fix this, they would focus on treatment. You know, like, what are we doing with these people?
Yeah.
You know, all we're doing is feeding their addiction. There needs to be more.
I've said this for a long time, and I know, again, you've been through all this. You know, when it comes to treatment, you know, for whether it's fentanyl, whatever drug it is, heroin, meth, whatever, it seems like they want to rush you through. They want to treat it like alcohol. You're in and out in 30 days. There's no way 30 days is going to get you clean.
No, no. And for me personally, the problem, I've been to treatment like 9 times.
Wow.
And I was saved back in 2019, and it's been a whole different world for me. I've been drug-free since then.
Kudos to you.
Before that, well, it's like I said, it's all Jesus. But the thing that they teach you in treatment is that you are not the problem. Mm-hmm. You have a disease, and you cannot help yourself because of this disease. All they do is just tell you, they educate you on how this disease is ruining your life and how you're not accountable for your actions or your behaviors because you can't help yourself. So when I learned that, I was like, wow, okay, so this isn't even a me thing. Mm-hmm. This is my disease thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not at fault here. And so I'd go get trashed and I'd be like, what did you expect? I have a disease.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's the mentality. And it took me going to prison to change that.
How long did you go to prison for?
18 months.
Okay.
And it was the best 18 months of my life. Like I said, I got saved and I saw that I was the problem of my addictions, of my problems, not the world around me, not whatever cards I was dealt in life, me.
So you,
and if people aren't taught that it's them, they're just going to keep blaming the system and blaming everything around them and expect handouts. Expect it. I felt entitled because I had such a disease.
Wow. What, let me ask you something. Yeah. I'm loving this conversation. So where are you at with cities like Fargo handing out needles to drug addicts, saying
that
helps? That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in West Fargo, so I was like listening to you guys because I love you guys.
Thank you.
I was like, yes, and I was like, I wanted, what was her name again? Michelle?
Commissioner Michelle Turnberg, yeah.
Yes, oh, I wanted her so bad to win for you guys, because I mean.
Well, no, I live in West Fargo, too, so.
Yeah, I can't believe that people are paying taxes for people to go and get trashed, you know, and using needles. And it's like, me and a bunch of her friends wanted to go out and just start buying needles and do like the Ron Swanson on with the bacon, where he just keeps throwing the turkey bacon in the trash.
Totally
wanted to do that.
Do you think, Stacy, if you were trying to come off heroin or whatever the drug was, and there was the needle exchange program available to you, do you think that would have made it harder, knowing that I can just walk in and I can get needles? And it's not an exchange, but I can get needles. I can get a boofing kit. I can get a crack pipe. Do you think that would have just made it damn near impossible for you to get off drugs?
It is making everyone impossible
Love
to get
it.
Off drugs. That's enablement. It's
yep.
enablement.
God.
It's like, would you give someone that is a kleptomaniac, you know, they're like, oh, I can't help it. I can't see. Well, here you go. Just leave these things, but don't touch, but we're going to turn our backs. And there you go. You can just go ahead and do it here. It's ridiculous. Or pedophiles, you know, like just apply it to anything else. That's
yeah,
awful.
That's
that makes no sense.
That's what Michelle's been saying for how long I've been saying, and many others have been saying.
I know.
But you know, Jay, it prevents the spread of bloodborne and sexually transmitted diseases.
And that's just
that is crap.
Yeah.
That is crap.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So, man.
I mean, Stacy, man, this is. Thank you for opening up and being honest and telling your story. So, how long were you on? Man, you heroin and.
So I'm 45 now,
okay.
And I actually was a nurse back in the day in my previous life. And I got injured, and it kind of started from there, you know, getting prescribed medication.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, it definitely escalated through the years. And just like any type of addiction, it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, initially my life is all put together. And then over the years, every year, I just kept throwing away and destroying something else. And it wasn't until 2018 that I was literally on the streets. Like, you would never have known that I was a nurse at one point.
Wow.
You know, and I'm here just living that life of addiction, you know, where you're just surrounding yourself with other addicts doing awful things. And, you know, ended up stealing some stuff and ended up in prison for it.
What?
And it was there that total life change. I heard the gospel for the first time, got saved, and it's just been an amazing road since.
What,
you know, God does save.
What do you do now for a living? You don't have to say where you work, but what do you do now?
Well, it's again been kind of a transition, but I'm currently a nail tech.
Okay.
About to start my own business. So
good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever
a mobile nail salon? So you'll see.
Oh,
me around.
That's a fantastic idea. Do you ever?
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever go to schools or colleges and talk to kids about this?
Because
you're a hell of a speaker.
Well, thank you. But I definitely, one of the things that I love about being a nail tech is I'm literally holding people's hands and their feet right in my hands. And I kind of get, they always ask, like, what got you into this profession? And I'm like, well, let me tell you about Jesus.
Wow.
So I get to share my testimony and the gospel with people. And that's my life's motivation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go. That's the name of your business, Stacy's Hand of God Nail Tech.
Nah, it's going to be called The Cure.
Oh.
Manicure, pedicure, but Jesus is the cure.
That's fantastic. What? Hey, Ronnie, we should put Stacy on the list for a guest host, one as a fill-in host.
Sure.
My God, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you got it. I can talk all day.
How
I got opinions.
Have you thought about going out to this legislative session and talking to these?
Testifying
out there?
I mean, no, I had not thought of it.
Yep, maybe you should.
I wouldn't be opposed to it if I was invited, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, this is sad to say, but it's like, you know, you get that feeling of what good will it do?
Yeah,
you know?
That's, well.
And that kind of deters a lot of people.
It does. It really does.
I mean, it definitely deters me because I'm just like, well, what good will that do if I go? I'm one person. And that's what stops all of us. And then we just go to work the next day and keep dealing with the crazy every day.
So without the botanical, Creighton, it would have been living hell for you when you were going through what you were going through. And you said you only used it for a couple weeks to get you through, and there was just no desire. And you're somebody, evidently, that, you know, addicted to some pretty hard drugs. And I need this Creighton to get me through my pains.
For years.
And you did not get addicted to that.
No.
Wow.
Oh gosh, no.
That's crazy. No. Stacy, I'm gonna put you on hold. I want to get your phone number because we may need you.
I just did.
Oh, Ronnie's got your phone number because we may,
as
this thing builds up, may need to talk to you. A lot of lawmakers listen to the show, and there may be one going, hey, I want her to come out and testify.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some major concerns, some of which we've talked about today. You know, we got people that are managing chronic pain, things like that, using the botanical portion of this, and then again, this is being sold, which anybody who isn't concerned about kids, and we are, this is being sold to us as this is the Wild West, 100% unregulated. Anybody can walk in of any age and get this stuff off a store shelf.
Well, they can.
No, you have to buy it. It's like cigarettes, I believe.
No,
you have to be at least 18 or 19.
Not the synthetic.
If you get it at a smoke shop.
Yeah, at a smoke shop, you got to be 21.
Okay.
But if you walk into a gas station, that's why they call it gas station heroin.
Yeah.
There's no age limit.
Yeah, those liquid things that they have. Yeah, I see. I don't have any knowledge of the synthetic stuff.
Yeah.
But like for me, this just totally sounded like another way for the government to make money.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people feel.
It's just one other thing that they can control. No. And make money off of.
Well,
and yeah.
Like I said, it's everybody that's emailed me, and I've got a stack of them now. They're all saying,
sure.
I got no problem with the state banning the synthetic.
The 708 or whatever
but
it is.
But not the botanical. Stacy, appreciate the candor. And, man, kudos to you. You got one hell of a life story. Stacy, thank you for sharing that with the listeners.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting me be on.
You got it. Thanks, Stacy. Fantastic story. Wow. All right, I've got here's another. Jay, you got to get her as a guest host. Yeah, we got her number. Just let her go at it for 3 hours.
And there you go. I'll just kick my feet up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Wow. Yeah, emails, a lot of them. We're going to hit them next. Jay Thomas Show. Okay, so the Veterans Honor Flight trailer theft has now turned into a flock camera debate. What the hell is wrong with people?
It's amazing.
Where are your flock cameras now? Well, it's got to go buy a flock camera. And they got to know what they're looking for.
Well, and in that same tone, though, I do have hope about society because there's a bunch of people that are doing exactly what I said this morning. They're talking about, hey, I ran it through Grok. I ran it through Chat. There is no way and no filter through AI that exists that poof, I ran it through, and here it is, a Chevy, make, model, XYZ year with XYZ plates. Yeah. You have no idea based on the photo we all looked at.
Yeah, go back down your rabbit holes, man. I mean, honestly. Do we have Jessica on the way?
We do.
All right. Do. Oh, is that her walk-on song today? Girl
sure.
Can't Help It.
Right, yeah. You
come on the
news.
Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are just switching up my walk-up song.
Well, I know. See, Ronnie doesn't understand how this works.
Goodness.
We got to find one good walk-up song.
All right. Well, I won't be able to use this excuse tomorrow, but most players have at least two walk-up songs. So.
I have really? Yeah. Because I've never.
We know Chris Coast
always used Love Roller Coaster.
And?
What?
ZZ Top. He used Tush as well. So
I don't remember.
That's what
that.
He told me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many
I'd like to be the only player in this game that's got a different walk-up song every single day.
Okay,
make
every
really
day.
Difficult.
She
make
absolves
really
me
difficult.
Of anything. There we. I like this.
Yeah. Every day now, you got to give her a new walk-up song.
Okay, all right.
Tomorrow, AC/DC, Girls Got Rhythm. All right, that one.
Pre-planning. I love it.
All right, Jessica, what's going on? News tonight.
Well, we are following the story that you guys were just chatting about, veteran theft there. Not talking about the flock cameras as much in relation to it, but focus more so on, just hearing from themselves about the theft. We're also looking at the three Republican gubernatorial candidates and, of course, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, who are at the Minnesota Farm Fest Governor Forum.
Scott Hennig's down there too.
Oh yeah, yep. And they're talking everything, all the tough topics that you can imagine: Medicaid cuts, fraud, immigration enforcement.
Yeah, mostly parents. Nothing to do with Farm Fest.
That's why I'm not. That's why I'd fall asleep.
It's a little long, but we're breaking it down. Hopefully, something a little more manageable if people just want the highlights.
Yeah, my show is syndicated on two political stations, and I don't do a whole lot. Of politics.
I think people
like to break from it.
Yeah, they do.
I throw my digs in every once in a while, though. What else you got? Give me one more from here, then we'll do a KFAR story.
Sure. Let's see. We're also doing the Minnesota Appeals Court ruling against the parents who lost their two sons.
Oh, Ray Kovalvog, friend of mine.
In the 2015 crash. Yeah. So that's another. That's a tough one.
What that family's been through is just unbelievable.
KFIRE, though, that we're looking at a positive story here: new rural grocery store that's opening up. It's going to really focus, apparently, on centralized for rural growers and grocers. So kind of a collaborative effort.
Where are they opening this up at?
This is Velva.
Oh, Velva.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just outside of Minot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not Minot?
Because it's in Velva. Why not Velva?
Yeah, there you go. All right, all those stories and more tonight, 5:30, 6:00, you get Valley News live here on the radio if you're listening on 970 WDAY, on TV at channel 11 and 4 and back at 9 and 10. And for you folks listening on 1090, the flag out there, central western North Dakota, well, you got KFIRE Television. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you tomorrow. New walk-up song coming your way.
Can't wait.
All right, thanks, Pam. 410.
Yes.
Emails. A lot of them.
Noticed you got a slug of those.
I do have a slug of them. Jay, your conversation just happened with Stacy is why you have the best radio program in Fargo. It was an awesome conversation. Thank you for that. Yeah, she was fantastic, man.
Well, and you're getting it directly from someone who used it to battle and recover from what they were dealing with. Yeah.
All right, emails. Phone lines are open too, 701-293-9000. Jay, I personally know two people whose adult children became severely addicted to Kratom. Both lost jobs and struggled to maintain steady employment. Even if it is not typically deadly, it clearly has the potential to be highly addictive and destructive, as both ultimately required inpatient treatment for their use. Actual Kratom, not the synthetic form. Well, again, we'll see what the lawmakers do here, but we're getting varying stories. Everybody's different. Okay.
Well, and again, as far as the legislative side of things, what I want to, and I know this is probably not going to happen, but what I would like to hear is board certified people in addiction, people that understand how medication works, mm-hmm. all of these kind of things, not paid lobbyists yeah. for either side, mm-hmm. people that serve the best interest of the health care of people.
And people like Stacey as yes. well, the public as well. Another email for anyone saying that marijuana doesn't help with pain needs to talk to my friend who is in his 40s and has been using marijuana since his teens for his chronic childhood arthritis. Well, they're not saying that. I think what people were saying earlier was that it's not the THC in the marijuana. It's the CBD that helps with the pain. I don't know how that stuff works. Jay, did anyone hear what a 20-year emergency room RN said on Scott's show today on Creedom, who called in? Did they hear what he said? I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was busy in meetings today. And what he and others have been seeing in the last few years coming in, then ask the police officers what they are seeing on the streets with Creedom. Let's see, another email. Jay, so this stuff's supposed to work for chronic pain. So question, will it work for the constant pain in my butt from these loony liberals that keep showing up in the street with their signs, face piercings, blue hair, and demanding a safe space for their feelings, asking for a friend? Why does everything have to turn into politics? Because everything is politics.
I mean, it's...
No, Bruce.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for that.
Some things just meld into each other, I guess.
Email says, Jay, I was a little late listening about Creedom. Does it affect the use of a vehicle? According to Stacy, it sounds like it does. It could. And reading up on it, yeah, I mean, it could cause dizziness and other problems. So, yeah, I believe it would. It could mess with your ability to drive a vehicle.
Yeah, and intoxicated just doesn't have to be. It can be on any particular substance, sure. You know.
Jay, kudos to Stacy for getting off drugs. She said exactly what I was thinking. I don't trust our government, especially medical people, doctors included. The bottom line is the almighty dollar. Is this really a crisis? Well, that's what a lot of people are asking. Do we really have a crisis on our hands? Another email. That gal that called in, Jay, had great insight. Another one. Jay, was she a product of the jail chaplains? I don't know if she was or not.
Yeah, she just said she was saved while she was in prison.
Yeah.
So, potentially.
A couple other emails. We never did get to this topic this afternoon and last night's ward debate. Jay, after the wife and I watched the debate on wards last night, we are both leaning more towards a ward system, and here's why. I kept hearing how the commissioners are here to listen to us. Tell me how many people you had on your show that wanted to have that convention center downtown? Question mark. The commissioners put their hand in our face and insisted it goes downtown because they know better than we do. I don't have a dog in this fight for the ward system. I live in West Fargo. Jay,
it's like you keep throwing that in my face.
You bet. Hey, I told you. you and Michelle are buying the house.
Is there room for me?
You can spit and hit West Fargo. You're that close to us.
I was going to say I could throw a crinkled up ball of paper and hit mm-hmm. Cheyenne High School from yeah. where I live. So.
Let's see. Jay, Ward's special election intent theory. Neither of the two former city commissioners... This must be referring to Tony Gehrig and Arlette Preston.
Yeah.
Have in mind plans to run for a seat representing their respective ward under a city council system. I'm going to have to respectfully say I'm not buying into that.
Yeah,
however, several former city commission candidates who never won have expressed interest in running again if the proposal passes.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you can say that with a 100% degree of certainty, I'm not buying it. But if that, let's just say that was true. You already in the back half of that sentence expressed other candidates who previously ran, all this stuff. It allows you to divide up the city. You focus on that one particular section. You get your candidate that supports all the things you mm-hmm. want, your projects, all this stuff. again, it's sold to us as people who care about your streets, yep, your neighborhood, your public safety in your ward. And then they get on the council and turn it into the Moorhead City Council, the Minneapolis City Council, which I want no part of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. October 6th.
Yeah.
See what kind of turnout they get for this thing. 100 and what? Let's say 40,000 people live in Fargo. We're just talking Fargo.
Yeah.
And what's it going to be? What do you get? 4,000 people show up to make the decision of 140. But that's the citizens' own fault, because if you don't go out and vote, yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I can't believe we're going to a ward system. Did you vote? Yeah. I didn't have time. Well, then
yeah, right,
you got nothing to say.
Yeah, exactly. Then shut up.
You let 4,000 people decide for you.
Yeah, and I can't think of a clearer way to spell that out. If you support this, go out and vote. If you don't support it, go out and vote.
I get the, hey, look, you have somebody representing your neighborhood where you live.
That's supposed to have your needs in that section.
My question, how much, though, of a difference is that going to make when it comes to voting and making decisions? Because just because you have somebody representing their your ward and they're from your ward, they can get on that commission and go to bat for you. But now you've got, what, 6 commissioners on there? You've
right,
got 5 other ones that you've got to try to, hey, look, they may not be on board. You may not get anything accomplished.
Or you get what you turn, you get basically it turning into what the Senate and the House are. You convince a bunch of people to go
do
along with
for
your
me,
deal.
I'll do this for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I can see both sides of this debate. Another email, Jay, the more blue moon I drink, the less pain I have, including looking at politics. Love it. Love it. Is it too soon, Ronnie, to ask you which way you're going to go as a Fargo citizen with the ward system?
I like on its face that it is supposed to be representative of my specific neighborhood or ward. But there's just too many. Okay, I feel the same way about this as I do the when you remember when Rick Becker brought us the tax measure, all of that.
Yep, yep.
We just need to pass it,
yep,
and then the legislature will decide how we implement it. All that. There's too many unknowns.
Yeah.
So I mean, at this point, I gotta say no.
Okay, you're a no on this.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, again, what it's going to, because we had callers yesterday and emailers saying, look, I can't get a hold of the person that represents my ward, but if I reach out to other council members, you know, of course they represent, I get nothing back from them.
Yeah. And
or
and,
it's like, talk to your ward, you know, commissioner.
Sure. And that's a strong defense for it as well.
I honestly think the turnout for this is going to be dismal. I really do. I don't think, I would bet dollars to donuts. I would say, ready for this? Agree or disagree with me, people. I would bet by the time this thing comes for a vote,
October 6th,
to whether or not to go to a ward system, I would bet you 90% of the citizens in Fargo don't even know about it. I would bet that.
And I'm telling you,
what?
Right?
We voted for what? I didn't know anything. I would bet anything.
When
people
was the special election?
People are so checked out on this stuff. Yeah. They really are. They don't follow this stuff. I'm not saying nobody does, but I think a majority are just too busy with their lives. They don't turn on they get their news off social media.
Yeah.
And depending on what the algorithms are feeding them, they don't even know this is going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you can bet dollars to donuts that there are going to be a segment of the population. Well, when was it? I didn't hear anything about you mean the thing we've been talking about for the last 4 months?
We should do a final score on this contest. Yeah. Let me dig something up, and what we'll do is you tell us the amount of voters you think are actually going to turn out for the ward vote. Whoever comes closest wins. I'll come up with a prize. We have to do this.
get my Ward Cleaver picture on a t-shirt?
I got to do this, dude. I have to do this.
Yeah. Well, I still feel the same way. I mean, the only way it's a lot tighter is if I think people get out and do exercise their right to vote. I think if you have 3,000 people voting, it's 100% certain to pass.
Yeah. Jay, if the current system works just fine, why is the city in such financial troubles? Well, the city's in financial troubles because you had people that were in charge that just spent money like drunken sailors. Sorry, sailors. That's why. Just because you go to a ward system, that's not going to stop that. That doesn't stop that. That's not going to guarantee that your financial troubles are going to go away.
No.
That has nothing to do with that. All right, let's go to Carol. Hey, Carol, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi.
Hey.
I live in Moorhead.
Okay.
We have the ward system. And I think people don't understand the ward system. If you have a bad street that's had the same potholes for 20 years, you don't go to your representative and say, they've got to fix my street.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the council or the council meetings and says, we got to fix this street. It doesn't work like that. It's, I'll give you an example. Years ago, I live near Moorhead State University.
Okay.
Years ago, they were talking about taking a neighborhood and making it parking lots. And they could go either west or north of campus to do this. And at that time on the north side, we were almost all permanent residents in our homes. And we have a beautiful neighborhood over here. And we got a little upset as a neighborhood because we didn't want them taking our homes away from us and building a parking lot. The homes to the west of us, a lot of them were already rentals to college students run down.
Sure.
Not all of them, but and some people objected to the west as well. But as a neighborhood, we got together and called our
representative. Yeah.
And talked to him. And we also got in touch with the university and we went to the council meetings to talk to them about it. And eventually, what was his name? The president of the university for so long.
You got to go quick because I'm about out of time.
Okay. The president took a walk through our neighborhood. And after that, they decided to go to the west. But we had to make noise as a neighborhood,
exactly.
As a ward.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do it as a neighborhood. Carol, appreciate it. I hate to cut you off, but I'm about out of time here. Well, the example you're giving, Carol, is the same thing that we did, or they did out in West Fargo.
Fargo
is not a ward system. It's at large. But they wanted to do that roundabout again out whatever area. But as a neighborhood, they got together, made noise at the West Fargo City Commission meeting, and they got it stopped. That's what it's about. I mean, yeah, you've got somebody representing your ward. You can get in their ear. They can take it back to the commission or the council or whatever you call it, meeting, and say, hey, look, in our ward, we've got this problem. We really need you to... We really can't have this happen. And then the other, members of the council or commission, whatever the hell you call it, when it's a ward, then they say, okay, well, let's take, but you can do that right now.
Absolutely.
You can do that right now.
And I will say in defense of the people that are asking, well, if it's so great or if it's the current system work, I think the commissioners, we know at least one of them are, potentially two of them do spend regular time reaching out.
Yep.
They need to get better about getting out and seeing the constituents, not forcing them to be emailed.
Well, I honestly believe that when it comes to the ward system in Fargo, because we've heard there's from so many listeners, the problem is for so long the Fargo residents that don't live in the downtown corridor or downtown area feel like that's neglected. All the focus has been. Everything is downtown, and they feel, well, you're not looking at our concerns. And what they wanted to do with 32nd Avenue, make it more walkable, like downtown.
Yeah.
And people are you nuts?
A main thoroughfare.
How are you going to actually do? You can't. That's not going to work. And if people that just didn't feel like, you know, there's nobody on this commission that understands this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But they feel that if we, at least if we go to wards, then there's somebody that represents my area of town, and I can go right to them. But you can go to commissioners right now.
You can, until that person is from your ward is convinced to back another project of the other person from the opposite ward.
Email says, Jay, I really don't care if people get upset with this statement. If Arlette Preston is involved, be very suspicious of her motives. We've seen her in action before when she was on the city commission. I'm already getting guesstimates. Call the final score.
Okay.
Your listener says, Jay, I estimate 8,250 votes. No way.
I think you're dreaming.
No way.
I mean, it'll be incredible if it's that high.
We'll have to throw this contest together in a couple weeks. All right, 427, Jay Thomas Show. That means, she's here. Hey, boy, I guess Judge Jeanine and... some of the information's coming out, and she went off on Burga, man. Holy smokes. Basically, she called him an incompetent liar.
Well, that's wow. I don't think you recover from that if you're Judge Jeanine.
Yeah, when she was raising her voice at times, directly confronting Burgum, accusing him of misleading the president. This is being reported by the Times. She made the case that Burgum had promoted a self-serving cover story to conceal his own missteps. Holy smokes, man.
Well,
this is getting good.
And all the people who've never been Doug Burgum fans in this state have just gotten a giant grin.
Oof, man. Yeah. Hal, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, will a socialist ever realize that a half acre will not support as much life as a full acre?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about all this business about sharing love and hate, war and peace, and all these things, emotional things that have no meaning at all when it comes to life.
The socialists are absolutely nuts. We all know that, Hal. We all know they're nuts. Enjoy their time in the spotlight, because I don't think it's going to last. At least I hope it doesn't last. Yeah, exactly. The Democratic Party's been hijacked, and, I mean, it's over for them.
It kind of has been.
Man,
and
not good.
And, I mean, you done pissed James Carville off, because he's like, I don't want to be on this island, sorry.
Well, him and what's his name, too? HBO.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, but he was gone, I think, a year ago.
But he's really gone now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fetterman, I'm wondering how long before he drops the D behind his name.
It'll be interesting,
Alex and Enderlin, Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this since Tuesday. I was listening. I think it was Steve, or maybe it was on Scott's program, but someone brought up about trans and the whole issue with them involved with men and women's sports. Mm-hmm. Well, I was kind of questioning, all right, there's got to be rich, in a good way, rich trans folks out there, what have you. Why don't they start up their own national trans basketball league or football league their own, that way, like it is. You got Title IX for women's sports and such, and now you got a protected trans, only trans play in it.
That's what I've said, and I've said that many times in the past as well. I mean, if there's so many people that are trans who want to get in these sports, you have that many people, then start, you got women's sports, men's sports, have trans sports. That simple.
There it is.
Exactly. And the WNBA, at some point, they're probably going to have to drop the W out of there.
The TWNBA.
That's right. Exactly. Like I said, how are they going to feel when LeBron James decides he's going to strap on a wig and put lipstick on and go play the W? LeBronia. Isn't that what the Babylon Bee?
Yes. Never fails to disappoint on the humor LeBronia. End. The Babylon Bee pointing,
LeBronia James.
Yes.
He's now joined the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't make enough money there.
He doesn't need any more money.
I mean, there's that. It's,
But seriously,
The only major professional sports
Let's see how these female athletes in the WNBA that think that men wanting to be women and playing in women's sports is such a great thing. Let's see how they react when this happens to their league, and you get a guy that claims he's a woman or identifies as a woman, gets in that league and starts kicking the living crap out of these female players on the court. Then we'll see how you watch their tone change then.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got a league that has had their best year in league history. I think this is Caitlin Clark's second year.
Because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, so now.
And they don't want her in there.
So now you've made more money, I believe, $40-something million than you've ever made. Player salaries are higher, all this stuff in their collective bargaining agreement.
More money coming
in,
more
viewers. And you've still lost money.
And
you still have to be propped up by the NBA.
No, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. They can't get out of their way. They can't. They cannot.
No.
They're like our Minnesota Vikings, cannot get out of their
way. And on top of that, you've drawn in all of these young female fans who want to follow and see the high level of basketball these women are playing, all this kind of stuff. But instead, they, you know, when they go, hey, this is my dream to play the sports, well, you know, it's... We are inclusive, you know. It's not a girls' sport, really.
Another email. I'm not doing the final score now on the voter turnout for the ward vote here in Fargo, but we'll put it together. Jay, roughly 4,947 signatures were turned in for the ward petition. Let's take 10% or 495 off that. So I say 4,452 people will show up to vote. That sounds about right. And you got a population of 140,000 people. I'm telling you, I'll stick by it. By the time it's October 6th rolls around, I bet 90% of the Fargo population doesn't even know that this is going on. They can go out and vote on this or even know about this ward system. I'm going to stick to that number. 90% don't even know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. It is, I stand corrected. It's Caitlin Clark's third season.
Third?
Yes.
Boy, listener corrected you right away.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Sports.
It's an opinion-based talk radio.
Thank God you
to be corrected a time or
thank
two.
Thank God you didn't vote on or bet on that, pal.
Right, yes.
At least the answers.
Jay, people need to realize, another email, people need to realize that the WNBA is already subsidized by the NBA. Who in the heck would do that for the TWNBA? Come on. The NBA would.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah.
They would. All right. 443. Leah is here. Leah from All Soccer Meets. She brought me good. Ronnie, look at that. I got my cowboy candy.
Hey.
Yeah. I'll be putting that on peanut butter sourdough bread tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on eBay.
Yeah. Actually, good.
Yes, and we have to make sure to say Mark Solly. Your cowboy candy is in at Veterans and at Timber Creek right now. It's at the other locations as well. But
why is this so warm?
I think
warm?
This person lives here. It was sitting in my car, so I wouldn't forget it.
For how many days?
I just put it out there earlier. Okay. I was like, I got to remember to bring this.
Like,
and if I don't put it in my car.
Heat this up for me or what?
Psoriasis, anybody?
No, just a couple hours. But it's warm outside.
So Mark, who's looking for the cowboy candy, it's in. Go get it before it's all gone.
Yeah, because now we have one less because of Jay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
so
you,
we
man,
have
I
it
love
at Timber
stuff.
Creek and Veterans right now and the other stores. Also, we just want to mention that we have our Jamestown grand opening is next Friday, August 14th.
What are you doing?
So we're doing samples, giveaways, and more. There's going to be the $4.99 per pound ground beef limit 3.
Okay.
And then $5 brat chips and drink cookout from 11 to 2. So that would be fun because Jamestown hasn't had that yet. Then it would be a good chance for people to try the brats and stuff if they haven't actually shopped there.
Exactly.
Or maybe they shop there and grab other stuff or whatever. And it will also be a good chance to try samples and see about other stuff you like. So
I love it.
Try it before you buy it.
What other specials you got going on?
So I was just going to mention that this is at the Veterans Store in Fargo, but we can also bring them to other locations. But we have Flatiron Steaks on special right now, $17.99 per pound. The reason why we have them at Veterans is because we can't always, you know, it's not always popular everywhere else. So like, we don't want them to not sell, mm-hmm. and then we don't, you know, and we could sell them there. Sure. So, but if anybody wants them, call the store and then we can send them with. We also have tri-tip roast, $14.99 per pound. Short ribs are $9.99 per pound, and tomahawk steaks are $22.99.
I was just going to ask if you guys got a special on tomahawk steaks. You beat me to it.
Yeah.
How much a pound?
$22.99.
And how many pounds is a tomahawk?
I was just bagging them today and stuff. There's like, they're between like 2.5 to 3 pounds usually.
Oh, man, I can't believe I ate that whole tomahawk steak.
Yeah. So, and then they're, so I was looking at the prices. They're like between, you know, $60 to $80, depending on what the size of it is, or
that's
whatever,
worth
60
it's,
to 70.
It's worth it.
It really is. I mean, it's like when I had a customer, I think
it's like I'm eating a brontosaurus, man, or a T-Rex. It's massive. I feel like Fred Flintstone when you hauled that thing out to the grill.
Movie theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and this customer last year, he had bought 7 of them. I don't think he realized how big they were because he called in an order. And then he came and he's like, oh, these are really big. I don't know if, and then he sent me a picture afterwards. He's like, thank God I got all of them because everybody was so excited. He sent me a picture of their grill and they were like, all lined up.
Oh,
on there.
They're so good.
Yeah, and
that's
he's
the
like,
first time I ever had
fantastic.
One. Never had one before.
Well, it's a bone-in ribeye, so it's a that's always going to be good.
Thick.
But it's thick. You know, it's like a really thick bone-in ribeye, and then it's kind of the fun part of it. And then if you have a dog, the dog will love that big bone to chew on after. I mean, or Jay may chew. I
chewed
know.
On the bone.
Hey,
it was the size of a bowling ball.
Speaking of that much
the
meat.
A bowling ball is round. A bone like this is not.
Got an email from Jeff. And Jeff emails, I just stopped by and picked up my auction meat from Allsagers today. Yep. And Leah loaded it up. Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, is that the winner from yesterday?
One of the winners, yeah.
One of the winners, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he, yeah, I loaded it into his van and everything. So
yeah, the auction.
Jeez,
from the
what
auction.
Did he buy?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
from
the
auction.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got that rancher's reserve, so he had two large boxes, two 50-pound boxes of meat. So
didn't he buy both of them?
No, he. I thought he said he only got one.
Yeah.
He said he got the second one is what he told me.
Okay, that's right.
I think
that's
there
right.
were two separate people.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
because okay.
he told me he got the second one, so.
I mean, I tried. I was outbid in 1.5 seconds, but, you know, I tried. So.
What was I going to say?
And it actually went for the price that it was on the auction for.
Well, I know. That's what I asked him today,
but it's
too.
Still a great deal.
It is.
Well, and the thing about it is it was really great coverage because literally I've sold, like, I think 3 or 4 besides the one that Jeff was picking up this week. So people saw it and they're like, it is a great deal.
Well,
is,
go
yeah.
to the Allsagers Facebook page because,
oh,
like
another,
I said.
A high stakes one went out, too, and that's a great one, too,
it
for
is.
$4.99.
Yeah. I mean, there is, for your price point, there is a meat bundle for anybody and everybody.
Well, the high stakes, you get 25 pounds of ground beef. I think it's 2 chuck roasts, 8 ribeyes, and 8 sirloins, I believe, for $4.99. So people really like that one a lot, too, because it's a little bit less, but, you know, it's still a really big quantity. So another reminder is that we have that school snack drive for students going on. So neither my locations here in Fargo have any donations as of yet, but we're going to hold out hope that we can still win because Breckenridge and Jamestown already have big donations.
What is this?
Snacks.
Tell people what it is.
So it's snacks for students. It's helping local educators start off their year right by donating much needed snacks for their classrooms. So they can bring in like Goldfish, granola bars, Cheez-Its, and it's donate to the store of your choice August 1st through the 20th.
Whoa. So in school now, kids can eat during class?
No, it's more like
we couldn't even chew gum when I went to school. You'd end up in detention if you had gum in your mouth.
Did you bring enough for everybody?
Did I ever tell you, Mrs. Cronin, my kindergarten teacher. She was a mean one.
I had a nice
Mrs. Grinch.
I had a nice one.
So you bring a snack in for Mrs. snack
Carson.
Time before you laid on your little fold-up mat.
Well, and I think
break.
That's the point is that they bring in the kids that don't bring in snacks or can't afford to bring in snacks, maybe.
I think
teacher's been providing
it. Yeah,
I
get that. My problem is this has scarred me for life. Maybe it's why I eat so many peanuts now.
So
just
why did it scar you? What did your kindergarten
just
teacher do?
Just because I'm vindictive. So for snack day one day, my mom sent me in with peanuts.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you couldn't have it.
I had to share them with the entire class because that was considered more than one snack to her.
Oh.
Oh man, I went home crying. I was so upset. So I ended up getting like two peanuts. Oh, that misses. So
now you can't even bring them. Peanut allergies.
No, exactly. So, yeah. My mom went to, and it was the Alice Elementary School. And my mom went to that school and raised hell with that teacher. Holy smokes, man. Yeah.
Yep. See, I had the opposite happen where I was the one that was supposed to bring snacks. And I remember I went to Sun Mart on 25th Street with my mom or whatever. And I was all excited. I found these banana chip snacks and I brought them and they were terrible. And no one liked them.
Wait a minute.
I was like scarred.
Wait a minute. You had to supply snacks for the whole class?
I don't know. Back then it was something I thought you brought. It was like every person brought in a snack day or something. I don't remember how it was. Maybe it was for my birthday.
Maybe that's what it was, because we had snack time every day in kindergarten.
I was so excited. And
but
then
you brought your own.
It was terrible.
You brought your own snacks in.
I was
scarred. I'm sorry. According to Mrs. Cronin, snack.
Snack.
Those peanuts, that's not one snack, so you'll have to share that with the class.
So you're supposed to.
Oh, you suck.
That doesn't even make sense, because like if you were to bring those sandwich crackers, there's like six that come in one of those things.
That would be
like,
acceptable. Yeah. That would not be acceptable.
Mm.
Oh, right. So you're raising snacks for classes.
Right. Snacks for classes.
So,
because I guess a lot of teachers are just saying that's one of the really helpful things,
sure,
because they seem to provide a lot of them if, you know.
So bring some snacks to Timber Creek in the veterans' locations.
Right. Fill our boxes.
Yeah.
Fill our boxes.
Come on, people. What are you doing, man?
And then we're donating it to one of the like less privileged schools in the area or something.
Okay.
All right. Email says, Jay, I will never vote for anything that Arlette Preston has to do with. Love your show. Yeah, I think it's not going to help that Arlette is part of this board petition drive.
I like that. All right, yes, love your show.
Almost out of time. Locations and times.
Okay, so Veterans, we're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday, 10 to 5. Timber Creek, it is Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 10 to 5. Jamestown is Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 10 to 5 on Sunday. Breckenridge is Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. And Audubon is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and 9 to 5 on Saturday. Closed Sunday.
And you had none of that written down. I'm impressed. Rim shot.
I know, because I had everything else written down. I just wanted to make sure, but I've gotten good at that now.
And because of Leah's appearance. Because of Leah's appearance today, you'll have a chance tomorrow to listen for Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's right.
Meat card.
We did one yesterday too, because the last time.
From last week.
Yeah.
It was last week because of the auction. I was gone Friday. So we'll do it again tomorrow. Listen for Cheeseburger in Paradise. Not now. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Gosh, that seems like so far away. Well, from last week. And then we just did this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Next chance, by the way, to get qualified for the Las Vegas getaway is tomorrow morning with Bonnie and friends, I believe 7 o'clock hour. And also on you folks listening on AM 1100, The Flag, Need to Know Morning Show with Alex and Kevin. I don't know what time they do it. They just seem to do it whenever the heck they want to.
Yeah.
All right, man. Is that it? Got to go. I'm going to take my cowboy candy home, get that in the fridge, get it cold, and I'm putting it on something tonight.
Okay.
It's like Frank's hot sauce. I put that on everything. It's fantastic. All right, man, I got to go. You folks listening on our flag stations, you get the great one, Mark Levin, next here on 970 WDAY. You get 90 minutes of Valley News Live. Back tomorrow at 2:00.